You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
So I'd like to bring greetings from Victory Laguna. When Pastor Archie asked us to preach a word for Victory Dumaguete, we prayed so hard. I kid you not, ready naman kami with our preachings. But when we came here, we felt like God wanted to speak a very customized message for this church. So we met and then we prayed. And so we prayed for Victory Dumaguete. Sabi namin, Lord, what is your plan for Victory Dumaguete? So we prayed so hard and God led us to look into the history of this city. And so we looked at the website of your city, dumaguetecity.gov.ph, and then we discovered that Dumaguete was only coined in 1734. And it was coined from a Cebuano word, dagit, which means to snatch. The word dumagit, meaning to swoop, was coined because of frequent raids by Moro pirates on this coastal community and its power to attract keep visitors, both local and foreign. So we prayed about that, and after a while, we believe that God has spoken to us a word that is especially for you guys. So first off was Pastor Adrian. Pastor Adrian believes that the word of the Lord for Victory Dumaguete is a divine reversal of the story behind the name Snatch will happen to the city. And Pastor Arthur added, the church will be used to bring restoration, healing, and abundant life to the people of the city. That really got me excited, and I felt like the Lord told me that that will result to an explosive but stable, I like that part, explosive yet stable growth of this church. I'm so excited to see 5 more worship services, Pastor Archie. A brand new building, perhaps. Amen. Double our size. I don't know what God's going to do, but it's just so exciting. And then finally, Pastor Jared, he got a summary description of what God is about to do in this church. And it will be incredible victory for God's people. It will come and it will be described by the verse John 10:10. I mean, if you're familiar with that verse, John 10:10. It's a short verse, very familiar, but I believe God's going to speak to us through that verse. John chapter 10, verse 10. I'm going to read from the ESV or English Standard Version. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And so as we were praying, we felt like God wanted to tell us that he's about to do a breakthrough. He's about to give us a breakthrough, not just for the city. Of course, if it will happen to the city, it has to happen to the church. It has to happen through the church. And who are the church? It's you and me. The church is God's people. Look at the person seated next to you. That's the church. We believe that God wants to give you a breakthrough. And that breakthrough is called God's version of the abundant life. The abundant life. There is a version of our life that comes from God. And that is the best version. We also have our own version of what we think is the best. But the Bible says our thoughts are not like God's thoughts. Our ways are not like His ways. And so if you would want a version of life to happen to you, you would want God's version. Amen? You would want that because that is the best. That version you can trust. But, you know, interestingly, when we say abundant life, I don't know, maybe it's because this verse is so familiar already. So sometimes when we hear abundant life, we can't help but think that abundant life is only relegated to physical or maybe financial or maybe material abundance. We can't help it. It's just how we think. But did you know that when Jesus spoke these words, he did not just mean material or financial abundance. He meant a lot more. And that's what he wants for all of us. You know, as a pastor, I hear a lot of questions coming from our people in Victory Los Baños, and especially from the students who are graduating. I mean, if you are graduating here, okay, do we have some graduating students here? And so they would ask me, Pastor Jonah, can you help me know God's will? And I said, I don't know all of God's will for you, but you know what? You can start with what you do know. And what I do know is God wants the best for you. God wants you to receive an abundant life. But let me tell you what that abundant life looks like. The Bible describes abundant life to be beyond what is anticipated. That is the meaning of the original word that Jesus used. When he said abundant life, he meant something that is beyond what you can anticipate. Try to imagine the best version of your life right now. And the Bible says God's version is even more. God's version is even better. God's version goes beyond what you can actually anticipate. It also means over and above. So if this is your imagination, this is God's version. It exceeds our expectations. Exceeding expectations. One more thing, it also applies all around our life. It's not just our finances. It's not just our grades. It's not just our social life, our career. But it's all around. Every part of our life, if it's going to be an abundant life coming from God, it has to be affected. And so the picture is, all things that affect your life has the favor of God. The best version is happening there. You know, sometimes as a Christian, sometimes it's hard, right? And so sometimes we can't help it. And if we're not careful, we're going to be contented with a few things here and there that is going right. And then there are those things that we just probably have accepted that maybe there's not going to be any breakthrough in these areas anymore. But I'm here to tell you that when God says, I want to give you my abundant life, he meant all around. And so knowing that this is what abundant life means, I just want to add one more thing. When Jesus spoke abundant life in the original word, he used the Greek word zoe. You know, there are two popular Greek words for life. One is bios, where we get the word biology, and it means the existence of life. Just when you're alive, then there's bios, just alive. But Jesus used the word zoe, meaning not just alive, but there's quality of life. And so as you can see, this is the life that God wants us to have. It is his purpose that if you are a believer in Christ, if you are a Christian, you can actually experience this life right now. On one hand, I want to say this is God's purpose for our life, to receive his abundance. And on the other hand, I want you to know that here's what's interesting. If we live our life according to God's purpose, then that brings us automatically to God's abundant life. So it is his purpose for us, but also if we live within his purpose, then we are automatically brought into that place called his best. So it's all good, great. Thank you, Pastor, for that very encouraging word, but I have a problem with what you just said. And maybe you're thinking this. You say God wants me to have an abundant life, however, if I look at my life, there seems to be a problem. I don't see it. Has that ever happened to you? Nangyari ba sa'yo? Yung parang pinipreach ni pastor, pinipreach sa church, abundant life, God wants to give you the best. And nasa church ka, come on, thank you, Lord. Tapos pag-uwi mo sa bahay, ayun, walang ulam. Pag-uwi mo sa bahay, nag-aaway na naman sa bahay. Nung nag, God's best, come on, sabay, nag-propose ka doon sa minamahal mo, tapos sabi niya sa'yo, I'm so sorry. I don't see my future with you. I like your best friend instead. Ow! God's best! Ah! God's best. Punta mo sa ATM, zero balance. God's best. Pagpasok mo sa trabaho, wala ka na palang trabaho. God's best. Worship, worship ka no Sunday. Monday, wala ka nang magawa. That's reality sometimes. Why is it that if this is what God is saying, why are there times when my reality is not consistent with what God is saying? I have a simple answer for you. I don't know if you're going to be satisfied, but it's an answer nonetheless. It's biblical. It's the truth. And the reason for that is because we live in a broken world. In Genesis chapter 3, sin entered the world and it broke our world. And so God's best in a way was taken away. It was stolen from us. However, the good news is God's opinion about giving us his best did not change. It did not change. And that is why the cosmic solution to this problem was God sending Jesus Christ from heaven to earth to live the life we should have lived and die the death we should have died, all in our place, so that we could still have God's abundant life. And so what do we have now? We have the promise, but also we have the problem. And the problem, Jesus put it this way in John 10:10, is this. There is a thief. There's a thief who comes. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel like this verse has been treated or translated by many Christians to be the devil, right? The devil comes to what? To steal, kill, and destroy. But did you know that upon further review of the context of this verse, I discovered that it's not actually necessarily the devil that the word thief was referring to. Well, in the immediate context, Jesus was actually talking about the bad shepherds. After all, this is a parable entitled The Good Shepherd. So the thief are the bad shepherds who are trying to steal the sheep. Who's the sheep? You and me, God's people. There are thieves who are trying to steal away the sheep from the shepherd. The shepherd is Jesus Christ. But if you look at it in a broader sense, the thief actually is anyone or anything that entices us to run after God's abundant life in a method that makes you step outside his purpose. That's what a thief is. Most of the time, it's the devil and his demons. But sometimes it's not the devil. It's just our selfish ways. That's the thief. Sometimes it's just our sinful nature that is causing us to step outside the purpose of God just to get whatever we want. There is a thief that is trying to lure us to getting God's best, getting the abundant life that God has promised, but he is tricking us to do it outside the purpose of God. Has that ever happened to you? When you find yourself wanting something so much that you are tempted to get it even if it means stepping outside the will of God? Has that ever happened to you? Yung sobrang gusto mo. And the funny thing is, the thief latches on good things. But these good things like success, progress, like prosperity, promotion, things like that. And it turns good things into ultimate things. It makes us want it so much. Alam mo yung feeling na yun? Yung what you want becomes the most important thing that you wanted to have it, whatever it takes. And that's what makes it the thief, because it steals us from our very purpose. And our purpose is to worship God. Now, Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Now, that's the thing about the thief, because it tricks you into thinking that there is this good thing and it makes you want it so much. And it becomes the ultimate thing. You end up pursuing it, even when it means going outside of the will of God. And when you finally got it, you think you really have it, only to realize that you've been tricked. That what you got is not really God's abundant life, but it's actually your or my or our version of abundant life. But it's not really abundant life. It actually satisfies only for a few moments. And then you realize it was not worth it. Because in the end, you did not get what you want, but actually, you have been stolen. Pastor John, why did you say you have been stolen? Shouldn't you say you have been stolen from? In Tagalog, nanakawan ka? No, actually, hindi tayo nanakawan, nanakaw tayo. And let me explain it. Did you know that steal, kill, and destroy actually words that are pertaining to worship? It's contrary to popular belief. Steal, kill, and destroy are not progressive description of what the devil will do to you. Nadakawan ka, the devil will steal from you, the devil will kill you physically or the devil will destroy you. Contrary to that, I discovered that the words that were used in the original language to steal is actually painting a picture of someone who goes into the sheepfold of someone else and steals a sheep and runs away with it for the purpose of not to butcher it and sell it in the market, but for the purpose of using it to kill it, to make it a sacrifice, a sacrificial offering as a form of worship, but not to God, but to a false God. That's the picture. So there is an enemy who wants to steal, not from us, but to steal us, the sheep, to steal us and kill us so that we will be devoted to, we will be turned into forms of worship to an idol, to a false God, and thereby destroying. And the word destroy here is not destroying your being, but actually ruining your well-being. So in other words, destroying the very purpose for which God has created us. What's the purpose why God created us? So that we would be able to worship God with our life. We would be able to worship God with our bodies. We would be able to worship God with our everything. And when the thief entices us to pursue what we think is God's best, so much that it becomes the ultimate thing that we are now willing to pursue it, even if it takes getting outside the will of God, we are shortchanged. And before you know it, we have become victims because we have been stolen from God and we have been dedicated to another God. That's why this is so serious. But that is not what God wants for us. And that is why, yes, there is a problem, but also there is a promise. I thank God that He came to our rescue. Amen? You know, our life, yes, we have problems, we have bad news, but the reason why we appreciate the good news so much is because we understand the bad news. So yes, we have a problem, but also, everybody say, but also. But also, we have the promise of God. And Jesus said, yeah, there's a thief, but I came. Who came? Jesus came. The only person who is able to give us what we have been trying to get on our own but could not. The only person who is able to give us abundant life. I tried to give myself abundant life, and maybe you have already. How did that turn out? Have you ever tried that? When I was in college, took civil engineering, there was this exam that is meant to destroy the lives of students, our earthquake science exam. And there was a rule in our college that says, if you are to take the earthquake science exam under Professor Tanzo, he's a Japanese, he doesn't believe in memorizing formulas, you have to derive your own formula. Ex nihilo, out of nothing. And so we're preparing for the exam, and my classmates said, John, we have to work together. In order to pass, overcome, we're better together. He suggested that we would cheat together. So they arranged a cheating arrangement. No, not seating arrangement, but a cheating arrangement. But I just gave my life to the Lord a few weeks before that. And so, you know, I was conflicted. I knew it was not what God wanted me to do. And so I had to go against my judgment and said and told them, I'm not participating in the cheating arrangement. I don't want to put my life in my own hands anymore. And so you know what they said? They said, how dare you do the right thing? In Tagalog, ayaw mo mangopya, ang sama mo. Sabi sa akin, you know, I'm confused. We now live in a day and age when you do the right thing, you're a bad person. And so, but I had to do what I had to do, and in comes Professor Tanso, and then he noticed us and he said, oh, why is Mr. Delore not sitting with you guys? And so they said, sir, hindi naman nagpapakopya yan. So, you know, pinanindigan ko na lang. Sabi ko, huh, hindi talaga. Sa loob-loob ko lang, wala naman akong papakopya sa inyo. Hindi naman ako nakapag-aral, di ba? And so we took the exam, we started, and it was so hard. In fact, I came to a point when I asked myself, what is the point in me sitting here when I do not know the answer? And so, might as well make disciples. Anyway, so I stood up and I gave the exam papers to my professor. And when I stood up, they were so astonished. They were so surprised and shocked. And they said, "Wow, John Dolor did so well." They didn't know. I just don't know what to put in there anymore. Pinanindigan ko na lang din. Yung alam mo yung walk off, ano yung talagang, ha? What's up now, huh? So pinasa ko na yung papel. And after a few days, the results came. And guess what? Ako lang sa buong klase ang hindi pumasa. I remember myself, you know, I was so confused. And I said, "God, I did the right thing. I did not step outside your purpose. And why did I fail? How could you do this to me? Where did I go wrong? Tell me. What did I do to me?" And then I just felt like the Lord spoke to me and said,
"Next time, mag-aral ka."
I learned a very valuable lesson that time, that doing the right thing doesn't mean things will always go according to what you want. I asked God to give me success that day. "God, hindi ako nangopya. Hindi rin ako nag-aral." Alam mo yung minsan, di ba, mag-aaral ka, hindi ka nakapag-aral, so kinuha mo lang yung Bible, ginawa mo unan. "Lord, Bible unan ko. Baka magka-osmosis eh, di ba?" Anyway, wala. And I was asking God for what I thought to be the best life, what I thought to be an abundant life. Little did I know that God wanted to give me more. He wanted to give me more than what I ask. He wanted to build my character. He wanted me to learn to do the right thing. He wanted to teach me that sometimes you have to suffer. Sometimes there will be suffering. Sometimes there will be a dying that will happen. My grades just died that time. But it's okay, because these things, you know, these things, it's worth it when you do it His way. When we trust in Him and do the right thing and not give up, even though sometimes what we ask for was not granted, it's fine. Because anyway, we do not have the power. We do not have the power to catch, to get, to obtain God's abundant life. Only He can give it. Our part is to trust in Him. Our part is to know that if we do it His way, we can trust in Him, because this God is a God who cares for us, who is not just powerful, but also loving. And if we trust in Him, we will not be dismayed. I failed that exam, but eventually I graduated. And looking back now, it's just a funny story. But then it was not. How many of you have experienced that? There are some unanswered prayers. You thought you knew what was best for you, and you asked God for it. You even fasted. You know, you memorized verses about it, but God did not give it. And maybe some of you, you prayed that, "God, please make her love me." But she didn't. "No, God, give this promotion to me. This is the best for me. God, cannot you see she is best for me? Get her for me." Or maybe something more, even more serious, like you prayed for healing and it did not come. "Lord, I thought you are my healer, but why did this happen?" There are things that we could not understand, we could not explain. And we demand God to explain it to us. "Lord, I don't understand. Explain it to me, Lord." And then we call Him Lord. But God knows what He's doing. And He is someone that we can trust. We don't know many things, but one thing we know, only Jesus can give us abundant life. And if we couldn't figure out life, we are confused with Him, how much more when we are without Him? And so when Jesus asked the disciples, "Are you going as well? Are you leaving as well?" You know what they said? "We're so confused, but where will we go? You have the words of eternal life. We will trust in you." Why can we trust this God? Why can we trust Jesus? You know why? In verse 11, it said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." The reason why we can trust in Jesus to bring us to the place called His best is because of who He is and what He has done. Who is this Jesus? He is the good shepherd. What has He done for us? He has laid down His life for us, the sheep. And that is why we can trust in Him. We have a problem, but we have a promise, but now we have a choice. Knowing who He is and who the enemy is, we have a choice. Let me make it plain to us. What is our choice then? Well, on the red corner is the thief. And maybe that's the devil. Maybe that's our desires. Maybe that's our sinful nature. Maybe that's our selfishness. It's not necessarily a person, but it's our tendency to be lured in trying to get what we want when we want it. On the blue corner is Jesus Christ. Came to give us what only He can give. Abundant life. The real one. The real one. The one you can trust. On one hand, it's the thief who only comes to steal and kill and destroy. Kala mo, nakuha mo na yung gusto mo. And when you got it, you realize you've been tricked. Because in the process, you've been stolen. And on the other hand, we have Jesus Christ who came so that we may have life and have it abundantly. Who offered His life so that He could rescue us. And most of the time from ourselves. Amen? And so, we are left with a choice. We have a choice. Ladies and gentlemen, lahat naman tayo, we want God's best. Lahat tayo, that's where we want to go. And in the process of going there, we are always confronted with a choice. Choice number one, DIY it. Let's just do it ourselves. How many of you are like that? How many men in here, that's your tendency? You know, I buy something from the department store. I buy something from Lazada. And I just play this game. Don't read the manual game. Do you play that? I'll try to figure this out on my own. And I end up destroying it. And then only then will I go to the manual. Oh, ganun pala yun. I call it pride. Sometimes I call it, it's just a game. You know, I just try. I try to do it by myself. I trust in myself, my ability to figure things out. Or, choice number two, we can have it His way. Because after all, we are unable anyway. We can have it His way because after all, He has the right to do whatever in our life because He is Lord. We call Him that and He truly is that. We can tell Him, have it your way, Lord, because He is our Lord. But I kid you not, this is what it means when we say, have it your way. It means two things. It means, God, do it in your own time. Do it in your own schedule, not my schedule. And do it in your own way and not my way. That's what it means to say, God, have it your way. How many of you are still waiting on the Lord for some of the things, some of the breakthroughs that you're praying to God for and it's still not there? You're still believing God for it. You know, I want to tell you something. I really wish, I really hope it's God's will for you. But did you know? It might not be. I'm not so sure. But I hope that as you wait on the Lord, here's what you're doing. You're also reserving a space in there enough for Him to change your plans and tell you, guess what? We're changing plans. I'm not giving you that anymore. But instead, everybody say instead, I'm giving you something better. And it may not feel like it's better, but it will when you see the big picture. Has that ever happened to you? 5 years ago, you were crying because you did not get hurt. You were crying because she did not notice you. You were crying because it did not work out. She's the best for me. 5 years after, you're looking at Facebook and you saw the person. You said, hey. Thank you, Lord. Salamat, Lord. Grabe. And your friends are like, Grabe ka, 5 years ago, iyak-iyak ka pa. Ayaw mo makinig sa amin. How many of you have experienced that? Yung, when you were there at the moment, when you were hugging the tree, you could not see the forest. There was no perspective. Di ba parang talino mo sa ibang bagay? Pagdating dito, parang, ano nangyari? Ate girl, talaga, gwapo siya. In love si ate. And then God rescues you. And you hated Him for it. And now, you've been blessed with perspective. And now you say, God, thank you. Thank you so much. Maybe some of you are still in that kind of situation today and you can't see the forest because you're hugging the tree. But I pray that as you make decisions, you will not do it yourself. You will not pursue that yourself, but instead you will say, Lord, have it your way. Amen? Have it your way. Because you are the good shepherd. You are the God that I can trust. You're not just good, you are strong. You're not just strong, you are loving. You're not just able, you are willing. And I gladly put my trust in you. And when you say, you haven't even said it yet, but my answer is already yes, Lord. Because I know I can trust in you. Thank you, Lord.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorytumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.